Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. We kick off Opportunity Detroit today with Jeanette Pierce. She's the founder of City Institute, mother of triplets, and now the author of a children's book about Detroit called Hello Detroit. Jeanette, thank you for being in studio with us today.
I'm so excited to be here. It's been a minute.
Yes, it has, but it's great to see you. So this book, the cover is beautiful. Tell us all about it.
Well, I'm so excited to finally have this project that's been in my head for a very long time out in the world. Hello Detroit is this great kids book, and it is illustrated by our good friend and colleague Dave Tunya. So it is just so vibrant, beautiful pages, and we've made some of them into coloring pages that you can download on our website at thecityinstitute.com.
Because that's pretty clever.
The kids are just so into it, and instead of coloring the actual book with crayons, they can do a coloring book. But yeah, at City Institute, you know, our whole mission is to help people understand and appreciate where they live and work. And that can includes kids.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
I grew up in the city. There's so many great, unique experiences to being a kid in Detroit. And I realized when I had my kids that there really weren't a lot of Detroit-centered kids books. Lots of Michigan ones.
Sure, right.
But Detroit-specific was kind of a big gap there.
So what's in this book? What are the different parts of Detroit that you talk about in this book for kids?
Yeah, well, so as you mentioned, I have triplets. They're 6 years old now. And I didn't sit down to like at a computer and say, I'm going to write this book necessarily. But, you know, you're rocking kids to sleep and you're nap trapped and you get, you know, again, times three with triplets. So you get sick of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And so it becomes like, let's make up Detroit, Detroit, you're the best, East Side, West Side, and Southwest. And just started making these rhymes up that became the book. And it's all based on, again, being here in the city. So I have an affinity myself for buildings. I can tell you every building, year it's built, and you know why it's important, like the amazing Fisher Building, for example. So I wanted to include some of that. I've taught my kids some of the, they can tell, I'll say, what building has the big red ball? And they'll say, Penobscot.
Good
for you.
It's
pretty cute. So we have some of those in there. But then again, like the part that isn't just about tourism, which is great, but I think that was like a couple books that did exist were about like just visiting as a tourist. But when you live in the city, we have 300 parks, city-run parks. And that's not even getting into the Riverwalk and Campus Martius and those other awesome ones. You know, I grew up on the far east side of the city. So Ball Duck Park was a huge part of my childhood. And if you have not been, it's the perfect time of year for sledding on Ball Duck Hill, which is one of the quintessential Detroit experiences. But then on the far west side, you have Rouge Park, which is 1,100 acres. Guys, it's bigger than Belle Isle.
Yeah,
and has two
big
Olympic size regulation swimming pools. You know, so then obviously Belle Isle, and there's all the outside stuff, but don't forget about the inside stuff. Dawson Great Lakes Museum is amazing. The conservatory is back open, and the aquarium, so many great things. You can't not have the Riverwalk, and this is one of the ones where the kids get so excited because they recognize the carousel. They're like, I've been there. And that's what's so fun is when they're like, oh yeah, I've been there. I know that. The splash pad, the pirate ship splash pad at Mount Elliott Park, I mean, is one of the coolest things. And all the kids recognize that. I'll read this. I got to read it at my kid's school.
Oh, how great.
Just
is
a few
that?
Blocks from here. They're at a great Detroit Public Montessori school, actually. We could talk about that later. But, you know, and I hold it up and they're all like, oh, I've been to Eastern Market. You know, and they all see things they're familiar with as part of their life. I also wanted to make sure we featured all the amazing art spaces like Heidelberg Project, Dobbles, Artist Village. Some grownups might be like, wait, where's that? I don't know where that is, or I haven't seen that. And that's also part of this, is it's still great for adults to realize how many great assets we have in the city. You can't do a kid's book without libraries. I remember when someone told me, when my kids were two, take them to the library. I'm like, they can't read. But our libraries have so many spaces for kids of all ages. And again, especially in these colder months where you can't just go to the corner playground as easily, having the libraries is important. And we take for granted our amazing museums, world-class museums. I mean, obviously, Detroit Institute of Arts, but the Charles H. Wright Museum, the Science Center. I mean, my kids go nuts. And the Historical Museum is so awesome for kids. I may be on the board and a little biased, but it's because my kids have so much fun there. The Glancy Train exhibit, the Streets of Old Detroit. There's a comic book exhibit right now. I mean, and they're allowed to touch things and run around, right? People think, oh, it's a history museum. Maybe we can't. You know, it's stuffy. It's exactly not that. And it's, they've been really intentional about making it a space for kids. So those are some of the highlights. Obviously, we could talk about Detroit's music. You know, we founded Techno.
Let's talk about that, you know? Though. I mean, the pictures of Detroit's music scene, they're beautiful.
Well, that's partially because Dave, the designer, is also a musician. He was also a tour guide from us. He's a jack of all trades. But he has done, he actually does a lot of projects where he designs like the rock posters or the concert posters. And so this was up right up his alley. But this is just one of that those fun little parts. Hello, Detroit music that's made the world dance through the years. Hello, Motown and techno that Detroit pioneered. A lot of people don't realize, we all know Motown, but Techno Museum is just down the street and people from all over the world get excited about it. And kids really like to groove to that, you know, that those beats of techno.
Yes, they
too.
Do. Well, and we have that huge techno festival.
Movement, yes. A Memorial Day weekend.
Isn't it like just right around May?
The founders of Techno will play a club here for a small amount of money and then go to Germany and play a 20,000-seat stadium.
Seriously?
Yeah. I just got to see a few of them at a little bar on the East Side last week. It was like, wait, people would go nuts to know that we just have access to such great musicians.
And I love how you have the white stripes in here. That's fantastic.
Yes,
and the Aretha Franklin Amphitheater.
Cliff
Bells.
I mean, like, there's so many different types of things. I definitely grew up in the garage rock, you know, White Stripes era. I grew up with some of their family and everything. But really, this is, and each of these is almost like, we've talked about, like, making them into little posters themselves, each of the different
pages. The illustrations in this book are spectacular.
They're
he did
amazing.
A beautiful job. You know, I know the book is for kids.
Yes.
And obviously, kids of all ages are going to absolutely love Hello, Detroit. But I think adults are going to go nuts over this book because of all the little facts you have in here. You know, talking about the parks, 300 parks, talking about Eastern markets since 1891. A lot of people probably don't know that. But there's little tiny facts in here that are pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's for people who love design, love information, love Detroit, right? And, you know, for little kids, you can, like, read it to them, and then they can also get to the point where they're reading it themselves, and you can just really connect with the city and use. We're going to do tours around these locations as well come spring, summer, so that you can literally see what's inspired me to write this book.
Okay, so this is a great idea. So you could take the whole family and they could bring the book and then follow along on the tour?
Yes, absolutely. Imagine. I mean, and these are places, you know, I mean, that's what we do at City Institute for those that aren't familiar, right, is we do tours for locals, by locals, to learn more and connect more with whatever part they don't know. It doesn't discount what we do know, but there's, you know, we know our side of town, we know the places we go, and there's so much more, both things that have been around a long time, but of course new places all the time as well. We're gonna have to already add Ralph Wilson Park here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and
right.
I already have a second edition in my head.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, around the holidays, let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Yes.
Because our listening audience is always looking for things to do with the kids. You've got the triplets, 6 years old. Where do you take them in Detroit during this holiday season? What are some of your highlights?
Yeah, it's so amazing. You know, we call my kids the city triplets. We're
yes.
always like just
Rightfully
doing all
so.
The things. But it's so easy, you know, because, I mean, first downtown, of course, you know, we get to go to the tree lighting every year where the Downtown Detroit Partnership puts on. And if you haven't been, that is really, really special. They also make it a little bit more accessible to kids if you don't want the major crowds over at B Beacon Park, they do a smaller kids tree lighting, if you're not aware.
Oh,
and
cute.
So Beacon Park has activations, Campus Martius, Decked Out Detroit, of course, with which is the whole program to have all these amazing things happening downtown. Right now, there's the Create Detroit, and like we yesterday were able to go make a craft with the Grinch. And then the day before, we were also there. We did, and it was Elsa and Anna, and we're making bags, and it was $5 to like have them have these paint markers and do all this fun stuff. The Santa Winter Wonderland down there. Not only do you get to see Santa, but like while you're waiting in line, you're not even waiting in line, you're getting to see this whole and take photos with all these great things. The winter markets, actually, I'm normally wearing my earrings by Bespoke by Feldman, which is handmade leather goods, but she has the 313 earrings that are amazing. But even, again, in the neighborhoods, you have all these small businesses, and they're all, like, cozy and warm and doing all these things that, you know, story time. So we're doing a couple story times for the book coming up in December. December 18th, we're going to be at Boss Blue, coffee hour and story time. Who doesn't love that? And then on Sunday, the 21st, so for your last minute shoppers or just looking for getting out of the house a little, we're going to be at the Historical Museum for, again, story time and book signing, and it's going to be really fun. But other things I would say, you definitely got to go sledding on Belle Isle. We got a little snow, and it's we were already out in the backyard. The kids just get so excited for it. And Midtown, actually, they were not having Noel night this year, but they are doing kind of a little, the Cass Canfield City Bird Source Booksellers, that area. There's so much where you can all just go, and you're not outside for very long because you can just go into these little shops and cafes, and see all the lights, right? The kids just love seeing all the sparkly lights around the holidays.
Now, tell our listeners, how can they get this book?
Yes, so very simple. I'm trying not to do the Amazon route. The publisher that we used, that we worked with, did put it there on Amazon. But please try to go to some of the great local small businesses, Source Booksellers, City Bird, Next Chapter Books, which is on the far east side of the city by Balduck Park, Pages on the far west side of the city. And yes, you can go to thecityinstitute.com and also order it online directly from us. And, you know, we hope that it's a great non-battery powered present that can be given for kids, which, you know, seems like there's less and less options for those kind of things.
Honestly, it's a spectacular present. It's a great gift for kids, especially kids that are growing up in the city of Detroit, in the Metro Detroit area, or even in the state of Michigan.
Yes, well, and expats, right? So it's a great, and when I sign it, I always say, hope to see you in Detroit soon. And that could be them sending it to their grandkids in, you know, Phoenix, you know, that 100th day of 100 degrees, they're going to be wanting to go sledding.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Now, before I let you go, can you give us a little hint? When will those tours start for families in the new year?
Yes. So we can always do the custom tours now. So if it's something someone wants to schedule for as a part of the present, like, hey, let's do a little family tour. We can mostly do private tours for groups, families, companies, all that. But we'll probably wait till like the summertime, like May, so we can, go to the splash pad and do a little bit more of those things. But we have fun Four Seasons, you know, all around in Detroit. And that's, you know, we showcase all of that in the book.
So smartest thing to do is just go to City Institute, to the website.
Yep, thecityinstitute.com. You can ask us to book something for your family, or make a little gift. We can do gift certificates for both our public tours that are coming in the future as well as private ones. But yeah, and then follow us on social media, all that stuff, so you can see when we announce in the spring our whole summer tour schedule, which will have these kid tours, but a lot of other ones as well.
Jeanette Pierce, a founder of City Institute, congratulations on this book, Hello Detroit. It's awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, planning is underway for Menorah in the D. We'll give you the details.